Hi guys, welcome back to my podcast. Sorry for messing up my podcast schedule last week. Some of you may already know this, but I was seriously sick last week from overworking myself. I feel much better now, but I have so much to catch up on. There is a park near my apartment, and since it's summer, there are cockroaches everywhere. There's like a whole family that lives in that park. Anyways, Speak Now, Taylor's version is out now, and I've been listening to it ever since. This is going to sound weird, but I feel close to Taylor in a spiritual way because we share the same star sign. The lyrics of her songs are exactly what goes on in my head. If love was a person, it would be Taylor Swift. Anyways, congrats on Taylor for getting her music back. My favorite song from Speak Now is Back to December because I have a personal experience tied to that song. The reason why Taylor is re-recording her music is to have ownership of her music. Her old manager, Scooter Braun, bought the ownership of her first six albums back in 2020 behind her back. Once Taylor regains ownership of her old music and the new versions are streamed, bought, or used in advertisements, it is Taylor who will profit. Anyways, today's topic is about red flags and green flags in a relationship. First off, what are red flags and green flags? Red flags are generally considered unhealthy or toxic, while green flags are considered healthy. Here are some green flags I look for in people. Number one, loves animals, especially if they love dogs. If they are a dog person, to me, that is a huge green flag. Number two, when they remember a small detail in a conversation you had with them, or like when they remember your favorite things, especially if I only mentioned it once. I'll give you an example. One time I was on a date and we were talking about movies, and I mentioned how much I like old movies and that Audrey Hepburn is my idol, and they remembered how much I love Audrey Hepburn because I think we were walking down the street one day and there was a poster of Audrey, and he pointed it out. He pointed at it and said something like, "Hey, isn't that your idol?" And it made me so happy because it wasn't like I had a whole speech about how much I love Audrey Hepburn. So when he listens, like when he actually listens, that's a green flag. Like imagine they buy something for you and say, "I got this for you because you said you like this." Wouldn't that make you happy to know that they actually listened? Number three, no female best friend. Never date a man with a female best friend. I promise, for your mental health, do not do it. Female friends are okay, but having a female best friend is so wrong. I don't believe in female best friends when it comes to relationships. Number four, emotional availability. Both partners should be emotionally present and attentive to each other's needs. Being able to share vulnerabilities and offer emotional support is a positive sign. Number five, they have empathy. Empathy is the ability to understand and relate to another person's emotions. This is so important. A good partner is able to recognize not only their own emotions, but also yours. Number six, they are easy to be around. If you can be yourself with that person, feeling at ease with someone is always good. This goes for friends as well. And if you can feel good around them, if they bring out the happy side of you. Number seven, independence. You both have your own lives, your own goals, and your own hobbies. Relying on each other is okay, but when you over-rely, it becomes a problem. Codependency can put a strain on both people. Number eight, communication. There are so many problems that happen with miscommunication in relationships. I believe communication to be the most important part in a relationship. If you cannot communicate with them, if you have a hard time communicating with them, there's a problem. Now let's talk about red flags. Number one, if they are rushing into a relationship with you, this is called love bombing. I think I had to learn this the hard way. Never rush, take your time. Choosing to hook up or have sex is a big decision. there is absolutely no reason to rush into it until you're really, truly ready. If they are rushing you into making this decision, they probably do not have respect for you. Number two, if they are rude to people in the service industry, when you're on a date with someone, be sure to check how they treat the servers. That tells a lot about their personality. Number three, you're in different life stages. If they want to get married within a year and have kids the next year, but you want to focus more on your goals / dreams, when your life stages don't align, you will have a hard time working things out. Number four, men who try to make women jealous. How insecure are you to make a girl jealous or try to make a girl jealous? Like, we're not in high school anymore. If he is trying to make you jealous, it's a no. It's sick and gross. They think girls would want to chase them more after they make them jealous, when it's the exact opposite. They start losing feelings. Number five, how much alcohol they take / drugs they do. Drinking daily is a red flag to me. Number six, history of infidelity. Some people may not be bothered by this, but I definitely am. Number seven, they don't try to get along with your friends or family. Do I even need to explain this? Number eight, your friends don't like them. If a friend comes to you with a concern about your relationship, although it may be hard to hear, it's important to listen to what they're saying. You might not agree with them, but their concerns aren't coming out of nowhere. Number nine, you've never met their friends. If he doesn't want to introduce you to his friends, run. Number 10, they never initiate dates. I'm not saying to go on fancy dates every week. That's not what I'm saying. But if they never want to go out in public together, whether it's to grab burgers, see a movie, or go for a walk, that could be a sign that they're not ready to commit. Okay, that's it for today. I think we all have flaws, and there's no perfect human out there. My red flags are I have daddy and mommy issues and I tend to cut people off very easily. And my green flags are I will support your dreams or goals no matter what. And I'm loyal like a dog. Anyways, thank you guys for listening. I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. And I'm sorry to say this, but I am going to temporarily stop posting podcasts on Friday just until I figure out my life and not overwork myself. I will try to make each podcast longer, and Wednesday podcast will still be available. I will still be posting Wednesday podcast. And there's more content coming soon, so please check my Instagram and YouTube. I'm close to hitting 80K on Insta. Thank you all for your support. Okay. Thank you and toodaloo. ポッドキャストの和訳付きスクリプトはすべてポッドキャストプレミアムにて公開中です。ポッドキャストプレミアムには会員限定のポッドキャスト、水曜日ポッドキャストも配信中です。気になった方はぜひポッドキャストプレミアムまでお願いします。Okay, toodaloo!